Welcome back to Uprise Friends. Before we begin, I want to let you know a few very important things about today's reading, especially if you're new to astrology. These readings are for your rising sign and your sun sign. If you know both, then you can obviously check out both of them. And I wanted to share this information with you before we dive into your horoscope for this month. But before we begin, I want to introduce myself. My name is Alan Sky. I'm an astrologer and numerologist. I'm best known for cutting right through the noise and getting the most important messages to you. My intention is to help any present-day visionary to live their best life. So if you like what I offer on this channel, then let's hang out, subscribe, ring the bell so that it notifies you every time I put out a new forecast or horoscope. I'm happy that you are here, and let's dive into your horoscope now. From September 1st until the 22nd, the sun is going to be transiting through your 12th house. This is a time of deep reflection. Perhaps you're going to be reflecting upon everything that has happened so far in your solar year, all the way up until this month. Perhaps you're going to be really working out some unfinished business, unfinished karma, or in general, some things that have come up that you want to redefine again as a meaning, or you want to have faith in certain aspects or certain belief structures, and you're working out some kind of unfinished, unsettled facts about that. So the highlight here is going to be that your spirituality, the meaning of your life, and anything to do with sort of unfinished past memories will come into review now. Late on September 9th, Mercury is going to station to go retrograde. It's going to be retrograde all month long. This is going to happen for you in your first house. The first house is any kind of portraying of yourself to the world. How does the world actually see you? How does the world view you? How do you view the world? How do you interact with the world? It can also have to do with your body. Sometimes it can be the body image as well, and how you represent yourself. Any kind of action plan with yourself that you want to move forward, this is where Mercury is going to station retrograde. You're going to be rethinking these themes in your life. You're going to sharpen them. Some of you are going to want to have sort of a different kind of behavior plan with yourself when you're interacting with the world, or some kind of new way in which you're going to kind of converse, even because it's Mercury, it's your mindset, how you think and how you actually portray that out into the world. This is going to be under a big review during the month of September 2022. Starting September 23rd, the sun is moving into Libra, into your first house. Whenever the sun comes from the 12th house into the first house, after letting go, after surrendering, after being behind the scenes and sort of doing a natural process of letting things go, you now start to get the spotlight onto you. The spotlight is on you. You are going to be sort of reborn again. The energy is ramping up here now, joining Mercury retrograde in the first house. Now, as the sun is climbing up from 0 to 7 degrees in your first house, you are going to bring a lot of awareness from what you need to do in order to sort of protect this new strategy to yourself, for yourself, and what you need to become more truthful about with yourself and how you actually want to move forward. All these things are going to get worked out. This has a lot to do with how you present yourself and who you are in the world, and first and foremost, who you are with yourself. Now, relationship dynamics are going to teach you a lot about that. There's a lot of sort of mirroring back that is going to happen in your relationships and conversations, especially this month, where you'll start to identify how people actually perceive you and how you want to be perceived. On September 24th, Mercury is going to drop back from your first house into the 12th house. This is going to be when you are going to kind of weigh out the pros and the cons when it comes to what you really want to believe in, what truly has meaning in your life. This is also when Mercury is going to highlight important truths about the past. Things you don't want to repeat. It's going to bring it into your periphery. It's going to be on your mind. There is going to be some sensitivities around the past and some hurtful situations or disappointments where you may have not spoken up before. You may have not said what you needed to say. And so you're going to really just highlight the pros and the cons of that kind of a behavior or that kind of a just commitment with yourself, especially, you know, are you going to this time repeat the same kind of pattern again? It is just packaged in a different kind of outside story, or are you going to do something different about it? These are going to be the options that are going to start to come up here, where I believe a lot of you are going to be in this beautiful place where essentially by the end of this month, you are going to start to open up to a completely new version of yourself. Now, for many of you, I believe that this Mercury retrograde that drops from an air sign into an earth sign, from Libra into Virgo, this is going to be about you becoming a lot more softer with yourself, you being kinder to yourself, you being forgiving towards the moments of your life where you may have sort of acted in a way that you didn't like. This is about forgiving yourself and weighing out the pros and cons of what happens when you don't do it, what happens when you do it. On September 26th, the Sun is going to be opposing Jupiter. The Sun is going to be in your first house, Jupiter in the seventh house. This is a huge time for relationship dynamics, okay? This is going to be when you're going to start to discover a lot of sort of false ideas you had about people, or even a time where you could be observing a story about a person and it sort of highlights what you used to believe and now you don't believe that anymore. There's sort of a moment here where you get very real with yourself within relationships and whether those needs are being met or not, and whether that relationship actually gives permission in a way, not that you need it, okay, you don't need permission, but if that relationship actually gives space and support and permission for you to be who you want to be within that relationship dynamic. This could also be a time where within relationship dynamics or some kind of important bond that you have to another person, this is going to be under a revision. You might be visiting things from the past again that you have to put behind you for once and for all. This is the opportunity right now for many of you to put truly some things into the past, some things that may have been hurtful, some things that may have not allowed for you to be fully who you want to be within that relationship, or maybe you felt some kind of restraints due to the disappointing aspects of whatever happened during that experience. And then so it just kind of felt very restrained. You couldn't be fully who you want to be or express yourself or even be the image together with a person to like be this kind of a couple or be this kind of an expression as a relationship. And that also impacted you as an individual. So there could be these types of themes that come up where you're wanting to liberate yourself. You're wanting to just, you know, speak about it, talk about it, let this thing go. And so these are the types of things that could come up where your beliefs are starting to change and you're starting to bring a refreshing point of view back. And this refreshing point of view gets backed up when Venus is conjunct Mercury in your 12th house. Also on the same day, on September 26th, as the Sun is going to be in this opposition with Jupiter, Mercury is going to be conjunct with Venus, and this is going to be at 26 degrees. Now, this is going to be a huge moment, I believe, for many of you. Okay, this is my prediction. For many of you, this is going to be a huge moment. You are going to be able to drop a particular story that has been running the show forever. Okay, this story has a lot to do with commitment and being able to really commit and devote yourself. Now, it ties into this trine. Venus-Mercury conjunction is going to be forming a trine to Pluto, also at 26 degrees in your fourth house. Now, many of you have been going through many changes on what it actually means to have a family, what home life needs to be defined as. Many of you have been going through a lot of change in this area. So this trine to Pluto is going to be huge because you are going to start to begin to see that something is changing forever. And this has to do with your comfort zones. Your comfort zones are absolutely no longer the same. Who you are, how you feel comfortable, how you feel safe in life is no longer the same as it used to be. So for many of you, this is going to be a restoration, okay? A restoration period. Something gets restored. Something you felt like you had lost about yourself forever is getting restored. And this could be so reassuring at this time, because it has to do with commitment. It has to do with how you want to really move forward with your life, of not repeating the same patterns from the past anymore. So you could start to understand, to see the truth and the wisdom of what you've learned so far from situations that kind of pulled the rug from underneath you, from situations that felt shaky, that felt like, you know, this was not a security-giving kind of relationship dynamic, or this was not the kind of experience that was giving you the sense of home and the sense of like safety and security. And that is getting restored on September 26th and on, if you take this opportunity to really allow for yourself to let go of the past. Even though there is a Mercury retrograde this month, I think for a lot of you Libra friends out there, this is going to be an excellent month to allow for yourself to not cycle through another period where you're going to say to yourself, you know, I'll do this another time. Even though it's a Mercury retrograde, it is not too late to get something started. Whatever it is that you're wanting to get started actually could be a really good month to do it, because there is such an emphasis on letting go of the past and coming out into a new version of yourself that is supported this month. So I highly recommend that if there is something that you're wanting to get started, especially in regards to who you are, how you present yourself, any kind of strategy, any kind of action plans that you are trying to put, you know, through and forth, at this time, it definitely is a good time to do it. That's a wrap on today's horoscope. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to like this video. Give it a thumbs up. Have a great month ahead, and see you in the next video.